Hi there, my name's Cam. I produce our podcast at H3O Church. I'm just jumping in at the top here because we're currently working through our witness series on a Sunday. What does it look like for us to be able to share the good news of Jesus in our everyday lives? And we thought as part of that, not just having teachings on it, we thought we'd have some interviews from members of our community who are sharing the good news of Jesus in their nitty-gritty of their everyday life. So I hope you enjoy this interview that we had on the Sunday just gone.
Well, there's two chairs here. We're week three of our witness series, thinking about how to be the light, the presence of Jesus in our neighborhood, in our world, and what that looks like actually in the nitty-gritty of our everyday lives. And to help us to do that over the next few weeks, what we're hoping to do is actually speak to some of you about what that looks like in the nitty-gritty of your everyday lives. So I'm going to invite my friend Kathy up, who I'm going to speak to about what it looks like for her.
I really like it when you call me mate, like in tech.
Yeah, mate.
Does that?
Do you know what? Hey, when mate. Eliza and I were dating and I would call her mate, she often said, I am not your mate. And it took a very long time for me to figure out how not to say it. It is good. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you, mate. Yeah.
What I'm wondering is for you, I mean, I am so intrigued by your life. There are a lot of different spaces, networks, groups of people that you're very intentionally present in. For you right now in this season, what are the spaces where you have a strong sense of mission or calling or presence in?
Hey, Todd. I think in the nitty-gritty every day, like I'm really curious and I delight in knowing what God is doing in his space. I want to see it. And so I think that I wake up and I look for it. And it can be in the areas, like there are some new areas that weren't part of my life 5 years ago. So I feel like I know most of you, but there's some people I don't know and there's some people here who don't know me. I had a major life quake 5 years ago. My life was turned upside down. And during that time, I didn't thank you. Because I've got this as well.
Like, yeah.
Hello? Oh, can you hear that?
It's the podcast, so that's going to be like, hello.
Sorry, forgive me. During that time, I wasn't forcing myself to acknowledge God's goodness. I simply couldn't deny it. And during that time, I was welcomed into a whole lot of different communities with open arms, and I responded with open arms back to them. So there were some really beautiful woo-woo people. I worked out that I'm woo-woo, maybe not woo-woo-woo yet. And I fell in love with those people. They reached out to me, and I then walked alongside them. Mm. So intentionally, I watched God in my messy bits, help me to connect to people. And, you know, they offered me presence and I responded with my presence. And then they became really curious and then they started asking me. They saw not me. They saw something supernatural in me because there was something supernatural because God is good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the only time I've been ice bathing, you would not be surprised to know, it was with Kathy.
Thank you for coming at that invitation. So cool.
Sunrise on the rocks at DY with like 30 other people. And in part, it was just like from Kathy, the invitation was just come and see. There's such a hunger and a spiritual openness in this group of people who go to the servo, buy ice. It's a great business model for the servo.
Yeah.
Buy lots of ice and have a bath in it and do some breathing exercises. But I do remember the breakfast that we had after with those people. And I think there were people of all different spiritual persuasions and people who describe themselves as healers and things like that. But the conversation just turned so naturally to God and to Jesus and to faith, and with a real interest in me and in you, because I was your friend in that space as well. So yeah, it was quite amazing to see what you see, and I guess what you're saying is you're really drawing near in those places and seeing what God is doing. In terms of like just could be a very mundane or exciting story, are there any stories which for you capture what you sense God is doing in your circles and where he has
two
you?
Two this week.
Yeah, that's why I interviewed you. That's
like
great.
Two top ones, and then there are other ones. So I think just when I pray, leaning in with expectancy, I want to be the woman who returns and says thanks to God when I see answered prayers. And so I think I went hiking down at the mountains with a group of trauma-impacted women, and I was trauma-impacted at the time as well. And one of them that I started chatting on a mountain with actually lived six doors away from me in DY at the time. So a lot of stuff God just orchestrates. He goes before. And she then, like, it took a while of just being authentic and genuine. And but then she actually chased me. She actually rang me up and said, "Where do you buy a Bible, or do you know where I can get one?" And I was like, "Sure." And then offered to read the Bible with her, and then she chased me up and said, "Hey, maybe I should hang out with more than just you. Do you know other Christians?" And I was like, "Sure." And then she said, "Hey, that thing you sent me on Insta, I looked it up, and there's this Bible study for newbies. It's called Alpha. Do you think we should go? And it's tonight." So I feel like just being present with people, and God's drawing people. She now has been encouraging me and sending me verses this morning. So that's where the story's up to. And then the other story was a little bit like you. I think you have an in when you get to say you're a pastor.
It either kills the conversation or stimulates it.
So I've noticed sometimes I teach and I'm not loud about that. I kind of call myself a big fat learner over a teacher. But I've been lately, when people kind of ask what I do or they inquire, I've been saying, "Can I tell you what I think my purpose is in life?" And they're like, "Oh, yeah." And I talk about promoting hope, and they then want to know, what does that look like? And I want to help people see a future sense of themselves. And this happened last week when I went to pathology to get blood taken, and the lady asked if I was medical, and I said, "Oh, no, not at all." And she said, "What is it you do?" And I talked about hope. And over the next 5 minutes, there were people outside. You know how you take the number and you're waiting. I was a bit aware. But over the next 5 minutes, we were hugging, we were praying. She asked me to write my number, and I had this sense that God's got her. So I actually didn't feel an obligation that I had to persuade or push. I feel like God was doing his thing, and I was simply there, like holding it lightly, but knowing what I was holding. And then this week she contacted me because I'd given her my number, and she asked to meet and have coffee. And that's not about people seeing me. Like, it really and truly, she said, "There's something more to you. Will you tell me?" And I said, "Yes, I will." So it's just saying yes, maybe ministry of availability. But can I please give an encouragement to a lot of people that are here?
Please do.
Thank you. I remember a time when I didn't have this ministry of availability. And I remember a time when I turned up to church with a newborn, a two-year-old, a four-year-old and a six-year-old, and I wondered, why did I even come? I was changing nappies and wheeling people to sleep the whole time. And I remember God showing me that even if I just saw one person leave early and I prayed for that one person, that was, you know, my heart intention. God knows our heart. He knows the season we're in. I remember thinking, I can't go to things because I've only got space in my pram for two sleepers, and quite often three of them fell asleep. And during that season, again, I asked God to bring people to me, and a Jehovah's Witness man who became one of my besties turned up at my door. And all he wanted was water and a chat. And for 5 years, we chatted and we got to know each other. He'd show me his Bible, I'd show him mine, we'd pray together. So I just think that if you're looking and leaning and you're saying, "Jesus, I'm here," that he will show you.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I think we should, that's a really nice note to finish on. We could talk for ages and maybe we should do part two next week.
Coffee next week.
Great. With your friends. Thanks, Kathy.